I'm Jason Brown with Lappy and Parrott Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, as we reported yesterday afternoon, but if you tuned in the morning, you would not be aware, there was a fatal motorcycle collision on Wednesday, June 10th at approximately 7:14 p.m. Officers from the Bishop Police Department responded to a traffic collision involving a motorcycle and a vehicle at the intersection of East Elm Street and Howard Street. Upon arrival, officers observed the intersection was blocked by involved vehicles and located the motorcyclist down in the roadway. Personnel from Bishop Fire Department and Sierra Lifeline arrived on the scene and provided medical aid to the injured rider. The rider was subsequently transported to Northern Union Hospital for treatment. On Sunday, June 14, 2026, the Bishop Police Department was notified by the Washoe County Regional Medical Examiner's Office that the motorcyclist had succumbed to his injuries while receiving medical care in Reno, Nevada. The deceased is a 55-year-old male of Bishop, California. The cause of the collision remains under investigation. The Bishop Police Department is asking anyone who was in the area at the time of the collision, witnessed the incident, or may have relevant information to contact the Bishop Police Department at 760-873-5866. The Bishop Police Department extends its sincere condolences to the victim's family and loved ones during this difficult time. So do we at Sierra Wave Media. Eastside Student Center was founded in 2019 with a mission to provide a free, welcoming, and safe space where local youth can learn, connect, and thrive outside of school hours. Since then, ESC has served hundreds of Eastern Sierra youth through leadership, development arts programs, substance abuse prevention initiatives, community events, and a free drop-in center for middle and high school students. In 2023, Bishop Unified School District partnered with Eastside Student Center to expand after-school opportunities for students through the district's expanded learning opportunities program, that is ELOP. ESC began serving sixth grade students and later expanded to include fifth grade, helping develop and provide valuable after-school programming for local families during a period of growth of the district's ELOP program. Over the past 3 years, the partnership between BUSD and ESC has helped ensure that students have safe access, enriching and engaging opportunities beyond the school day. Both organizations are proud of what was accomplished through this collaboration and grateful for the support of students, families, staff, and community members. Beginning with the 2026-2027 school year, Bishop Unified School District will provide fifth and sixth grade ELOP programming directly on the Home Street Middle School campus, in addition to continuing TK through fourth grade ELOP programs on the Bishop Elementary School campus. In addition to continuing TK through fourth grade ELOP programs on the Bishop Elementary School campus, the transition reflects the continued growth and evolution of the district's expanded learning programs and will allow services for these grade levels to be offered on site. While the structure of the ELOP services is changing, the shared commitment of BUSD and ESC to the youth of our community remains unchanged. Eastside Student Center will continue providing free programming for students in grade 7 through 12, including a free drop-in youth center open throughout the school year, research-based substance abuse prevention programs, paid job skills, leadership and art opportunities, community building activities, and family dinners, a safe, supervised environment where teens can learn, grow, and build positive connections. Together, BUSD and ESC recognize that supporting young people requires a continuum of opportunities that extends beyond the classroom. Both organizations remain committed to ensuring that students have access to meaningful programs, supportive adults, and pathways to success. Because ESC is 7th through 12th grade programs received no funding from BUSD, community support remains essential to sustaining these services. Donations help ensure that local, middle, and high school students continue to have access to free after-school programming, leadership opportunities, and a safe place to belong. We are proud of the work we've accomplished through this partnership and grateful for the positive impact it has had on the students and families, said representatives of Bishop Unified School District and Eastside Student Center. While this chapter of our collaboration is changing, our shared commitment to supporting the youth of our community remains strong as ever. As this transition takes place, Eastside Student Center faces an important challenge. Every day, the Student Center opens its doors, every leadership program it offers, every family dinner it hosts, and every teen it serves is made possible through grants and charitable contributions. Community support is critical to sustaining these programs. We encourage anyone who believes in providing local youth with safe space, positive opportunities, and caring mentors to consider making a donation to help ensure that ESC can continue serving the next generation of Eastern Sierra students, and that together with BUSD, every student of every age group has access to after-school programs. With the June primary election coming to an end, Danielle Sexton wants to extend her sincerest gratitude to all election workers in the community who supported the election process. We had nearly 100 local registered voters participate as election workers. In-person voting would not be possible without their dedication. Many also worked additional days before and after Election Day to process mail ballots and to conduct the hand tally audit of the results. It is this process carried out by the voters themselves that make Inyo County's election transparent, accessible, and secure. Thank you for making our process successful. We also greatly appreciate our partnership with the Bishop Paiute Tribe and the Tri-County Fairgrounds for hosting our in-person voting locations in Bishop. Thank you for your support. Danielle Sexton also wants to express her appreciation for Inyo County's team for supporting their elections, to 5th District Supervisor Waddleton for transporting their Tecopa and Death Valley ballots to the office on election night, to the Public Works and Maintenance team for getting the polling places set up and operational, to Information Services for pre-setup and secure connectivity to our digital rosters and staff laptops for each voting location, to our librarian, Nancy Masters, for election night support, and to staff from other departments who joined in on election night. Go Team Inyo. And last, but definitely not least, a big thank you to the remarkable team in my office. The weeks leading up to Election Day are packed full of extra work in addition to their normal workloads as they prepare for all the materials of Election Day, manually confirming signatures on over 5,000 mailed ballots, assist voters with registering and obtaining information, work all day on Election Day at our voting locations, then work all night in our office well past midnight and return by 8 a.m. to continue the process. Cannot thank you enough for your remarkable dedication and support of public services we provide. Thank you, Daniel Sexton, Inyo County Clerk, Recorder, Register of Voters. Well, I'm Jason Brown, bringing the news since 1996. For 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, Danielle Sexton just named every single one of them. Thank you for your tireless efforts in helping making our election process possible.